Today is a guest Sunday, and instead of us doing all the talking, I thought that we might come and ask from, we might ask one person to tell us more about their faith and their journey. So I'm going to now ask Rebecca to come. Rebecca, could you just tell us a little bit about yourself, what your name is, how long you've been coming to church, what you do in Hong Kong, are you born in Hong Kong, and all those basic information.
Okay, I guess some of you already know each other quite well, but my name is Rebecca, and I was actually born in Toronto in Canada, but
what?
You didn't know that.
No, I didn't know
what?
That. I didn't know you were a foreigner.
But I spent part of my childhood in Canada, but I did most of my education here in Hong Kong. Up until university, so I would consider myself maybe more a Hong Kong person than a Canadian. But I'm currently working as a solicitor at a law firm, and I've been coming to Sha Tin Church for the past 5 years.
Fantastic. And could you tell us about your background, religious background? Did you grow up a Christian? What kind of household did you grow up in?
So I grew up in a Christian family. Both my parents are Christian, so they had taken me and my brother to church since we were at a really young age. I went to a Catholic school. I guess you didn't know that either.
I did know that.
Okay. So growing up, I knew quite a bit, I thought, about the Christian faith. I knew the rules. I knew what I was supposed to do, what I wasn't supposed to do. But at the same time, church to me was really just an institution when I was growing up, and I felt like it caused a lot of division, both within my own family. For example, when my parents would argue about the level of commitment they should put in church, and also when I look at our society, I thought there were a lot of issues where, you know, the church had created division when they had views on it. So that was my view of church, and so I kind of stopped going to church when I was a teenager and when I was in uni.
Yeah. I see. It's really sad that that is the case, but God didn't leave you alone. There are some, I'm sure that we all have, it's a long story, but there are important moments in our lives where God does something, and I know that one of the moments was when you were an exchange student in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit more about that time?
Yes. So when I was in my fourth year in university, I went on a year of exchange studies at Duke University. It's in North Carolina. So it was really the first time when I lived away from home, from my family, from my close circle of friends. And I guess it was during those times of like loneliness and temptation where I betrayed and hurt someone I really loved, and I was in a relationship in at that time. And yeah, so then I was kind of hit with the realization that I was sinful, and like I had tried to be a good person kind of all through my life. I was a good daughter, I was good at my studies at school, so yeah, it was just a huge shock to me that I actually had all these sinful and selfish desires in my heart, and that I was really capable of hurting someone in a real way. And so yeah, it just stopped me in my tracks, kind of, and I asked myself who I was, like, what I really believed in, and, like, where is the ultimate source of goodness?
It is, yeah, shocking to find out time to time when God reveals our sinfulness to us. Could you tell us, I mean, that wasn't the end of the journey. You started meeting with Christians and things, but you weren't all in, but you grew in your time in London. Tell us about London time.
Yeah, so another kind of episode where I was overseas again was when I was doing my master's after my law studies in Hong Kong. So I went to do a year of master's in London. And again, being away from home, I thought it was both an adventure and a challenge as well, because there I was placed in a position where I was having to think of my identity. And as I was embarking on my career, how I should be looking at it and kind of my place in the world. So for me, the natural place to look was back at Christianity, where I was brought up, but I had put aside for so long. And that year, I broke up with my ex-boyfriend then, who was not a Christian. And so in a way, it felt like it was a new beginning for me to re-explore and rediscover Christianity on my own. yeah, and so even though I was straying really far from Christianity, God has always put Christian friends in my circles, and even away in London, it happened that my dorm mates were Christians, and so they brought me to a church called Euston Church in London, and it was really there for the first time I realized that Christians, you know, could meet regularly together, not just chit-chat and eat, but to really study the Bible together and to ask questions, lots of questions, and to really share our lives. And so I thought church wasn't just a social club anymore. So I thought it was a place where people could grow and to learn together.
So in that year, you met somebody one-to-one and you studied the Bible and you asked all those questions. But I want to go back to the question that you asked yourself, which was, who am I? Do you have an answer to that question now?
Well, yes, I do. I think that question still resurfaces from time to time, obviously. And when, you know, we're faced with a crisis or when, you know, the world put labels on us, I think I still go back to that question a lot. But I think now I really believe that I know who I am. I'm God's child. And even though I'm quite sinful and, you know, I'm not perfect, I'm loved and I'm saved by Jesus. And I think now when I go back to think about why I try to be good, and I still try to be good, I think the reason's different. I think I try every day to be good, to please God, to please Jesus, and it's really why I try to do my best in my work, my relationships, and life in general. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Rebecca, for sharing your story. She's got other great things to say. Do talk to her afterwards. But now I'm going to invite Glennis to come for prayer.